This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, well, hello there. My name is Al Dukes. Jerry Recco is in for Boomer today. Eddie is in his spot. CeeLo is here. Good morning, CeeLo.
Good morning, Al. Let's go here.
Yeah. How many update guys do we have here? Every morning I hear a different dude. Wilhelm Millingham was this guy?
Linnell Willingham.
Linnell. Man, he was pissing you off, CeeLo. He buried that Ranger score at the end of his update.
Yeah,
man,
you know,
I didn't
listen,
think he was going to get to it.
Can't please everybody, so
Woo!
It's all right. It's all right. He did, you know what? He gave a nice thorough recap of the game once he got to
once he got to it, yeah, after everything, after the WNBA scores and all that stuff. Yep. We have a lot of update guys.
Yeah. Like, not a lot of full-time update guys,
right.
We do have some update guys, yeah.
Man, I thought SportsCenter had a lot. You know, it's like there's all these people like, this guy's a SportsCenter. I'm like, who?
Yeah.
Didn't the SportsCenter used to just be Dan Patrick and that Keith, guy who's now a lunatic?
Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, Keith Olbermann, that guy.
Yeah, we got a deep bench here, Al.
We do have a really
deep
bench.
You know, Tom Thibodeau doesn't have much of a bench rotation with the Knicks, but we take care of that in spades here.
Yeah. Man, we got a really deep sports update bench.
Oh, yeah.
What do these guys do full-time?
I don't know. What do I do full-time? Nothing.
Well, you piece together a bunch
of
different.
I would assume they all kind of do
the same
thing.
They're all piecing together?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, it's
fair
a piece
enough.
Together spot.
All right, so your Rangers got off to a nice start there, CeeLo. Double overtime. What time does that game end?
Right. It was, let's see, I want to say somewhere between 11:15 and 11:30, because after the goal was scored and I like kind of finally settled down here on the couch last night, it was about 11:45, 10 to midnight, I think, when I started to lay down and go to sleep.
I know the answer to this, CeeLo, but for the audience.
Yeah.
Overtime period is the same length as a regular period?
Yes. The only thing is there are no commercial breaks.
Oh, that's awesome.
They have about midway through the first whistle after like the midway point of the period. They come out and they do a quick scrape of the ice, not a full Zamboni, but get the shovels out and give it like a little once over. So that's the only real extended break during the OT period.
So you got like a game and a half last night?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
They should charge you extra for that on your way out the door.
They're charging enough at the Garden, let me tell you.
They're
doing,
covered.
They're doing just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the beginning, what is it? Early in the game when that dude took a shot at
Igor Shesterkin.
Yeah, at Igor Shesterkin.
Andrei Shvechnikov. Yeah, I can help you out with these names.
Andrei Shvechnikov.
Yeah, yeah.
So Igor went behind the net there, and this dude came around. I'm surprised we don't see that more often. Why not take a shot at a goalie?
Because the goalies are supposed to be off limits when they're out of the crease.
Oh, they're
quarterbacks? Well, actually, they're supposed to be off limits, period. Yeah.
They're like quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes,
oh,
that's
don't
correct.
Touch the goalie.
Yeah,
even though
much.
He's the guy most protected, he's got all sorts of gear on.
Yeah, yeah. I think in that case, and I agreed with that, they reviewed it to see if they were going to maybe call a major penalty on Shvechnikov, which would have been 5 minutes and an early shower for him. But I thought it was the right call. I mean, Shesterkin, he played the puck. He didn't exactly, like, make a huge effort to get out of the way. Like, I know it looked like Shvechnikov kind of maybe gave him a knee. And he definitely tripped him. It's 2 minutes for tripping. You serve your penalty, and we move on.
Andrei Shvechnikov.
Shvechnikov, yeah. Fellow
okay.
Russians. Russian on Russian crime right there.
A lot of Russians. I can't believe we root for Russians. Man, when you grew up, when
it's
Eddie's
not the Cold War.
You grew up when Eddie and I grew up. You don't root for Russians. You don't root for Iran.
Mm-hmm.
You don't root for Iraq.
Not a lot of Iranian or Iraqian NHL players.
Right, because we stopped rooting for them
any,
and they stopped playing.
I don't think there's any. No.
None of them, right?
I don't think so.
They're only pro wrestlers, and even then, they really only had the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
For the most part, as far as a champion.
Right.
As far as a champion goes, mm-hmm. CeeLo. So I was listening to, here's, you know, I've just begun questioning everything, CeeLo.
You've just begun?
Well, I mean, like, really question everything now.
Yes.
Like, how do you know that? How do we prove this? What do we know about this? So I was listening to Sal and BT on my ride home yesterday, and they were talking about the Rangers and the popularity of the Rangers and how they're much more popular than, say, the Devils or the Islanders. Says who?
Oh.
I mean, really, it's like, where are we getting, other than this narrative just being perpetually...
How would you determine that? I don't know. Value of the franchise, maybe? I don't know.
Because they all
sure.
sell out their games, right? It's hard to get tickets to Devils games. No?
I don't know.
TV-wise?
You think the TV ratings are... I haven't looked.
None of them are... No, here's what I know. None of them are lighting it up on television.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not sure we could judge it based on that.
Right.
So we just kind of judge it based on...
How about ticket prices?
We just decide...
About ticket prices, I'm asking honestly.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know about it because it's not a big enough number of people going to the games for me to make that decision.
I don't know that. I'm sure maybe the Islanders do because it's a newer building. I've not looked at. I don't know that the Devils sell out every. Maybe they do. I don't want to. Don't let my Devil hatred cloud. I don't know the answer to that question.
But I think,
I'll say this: like when the Rangers play over there in Newark, you get a lot of.
A lot of Ranger fans.
I'll turn on any Ranger road game. You legit hear the fans in the crowd.
Okay.
How's that for you?
That's pretty good.
I don't know. I get it. Hey, New Yorkers out of market. People, they leave. They go to other cities, towns. And the Rangers, obviously, of the three local teams, have been around the longest. It's an original six franchise. So they have the Islanders and the Devils beat by quite a few years in that category. So that's kind of like Giants Jets, right? The Giant fan base has been around longer. So, like, generationally, maybe you have more or deeper roots. So I would say it that way.
Yeah, I would say, same thing like with Mets, Yankees. People assume there are more Yankee fans, but I don't know where they're getting that number from.
I don't know. Just the brand, like the Yankees are less in recent times because they haven't had as much success, but more of a like,
branding-wise,
nationwide appeal.
Yeah, that's
true. You
know,
the Yankee hat versus like the Met hat.
Yeah, I did think about that. I thought about that, and it brought me back to gangsta rap from the 90s in L.A., they were all wearing L.A. Kings hockey hats. They weren't watching hockey.
Yeah, I would agree
with that.
It
meant something else in the culture.
That's a fair point.
Right. Just like Dr. Dre used to wear a White Sox hat. That has something to do with some sort of gang-related thing.
Uh-huh.
I also found out that that people choose like gang-related gang wear, that they'll choose quarterback jerseys. Because the quarterback is the leader.
Okay.
So they're the leader.
Gang-related gangwear.
Gang-related sportswear.
Can I search that on Amazon?
I don't know.
Does Prime cover that?
I'm not sure. But I know the Chicago White Sox sold a whole lot of extra hats to teams, to people that weren't White Sox fans. Because Dr. Dre was wearing a White Sox hat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I see what you're saying with the Yankee logo, the Rangers logo, the Dallas Cowboy logo, these are brands.
Yes.
But like Sal and BT were talking about, like if the Devils were in the playoffs right now, you wouldn't hear a peep on this radio station. We certainly wouldn't do segments on the Devils. But why? Why are we deciding that?
Because
who decides? Who are these
just,
people?
Like you said, we said, I don't know how to exactly quantify it, but I don't think that there's enough people that listen to the radio station or call in or want to talk about it that are going to drive the needle that way.
Hmm.
Certainly not with the hosts.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
is it
Keith
the host?
McPherson
is
kind of adopted the Devils. I'm trying to think if we have any other current on-air
people. Jerry Recco loves the Devils.
Yes, of course. But Jerry normally sits in this chair.
That's
true. I don't
think
you and Jerry be breaking down the Devils on a warm-up show.
Yeah, we haven't done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to break down all of these sports talk barriers and what we, first of all, decide that hockey's not a big enough thing.
Yeah.
Not sure how we came up with that. Then if we do talk hockey, it's only the Rangers. Not sure how we came to that conclusion either.
Well, the Islanders, I think, cut through in the last few years when they...
Only because these people that host here live on Long Island.
Well, that's kind of part
of it,
right? I guess.
It's racist.
It's not. No, it's definitely not racist.
Oh, I just thought I'd throw that
out
there.
It's a bias. I mean, it's local radio. We're in New York.
Yeah.
So we're going to, you know, go based on our roots and where we come from.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got some Long Island guys. They're going to... We're going to talk Islanders.
Especially when they get wine-dined in 69 at the Islander games.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not right either.
I'm proud that I've not been bought off by Ledecky and the Islanders.
Right,
Not just yet, ever.
Bought off.
I won't be. Yeah.
You're a Ranger guy through
Convenient
and through.
Convenient for Sal to come back to the Rangers side now.
Yeah. And Sal did admit, while I was listening to this yesterday, that now that he lives in New Jersey, and he just got a New Jersey driver's license, if the Devils start doing well, he might go become a Devils fan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is what we do, CeeLo.
I can't. I love the guy, but get serious.
So is this is a 2-0 series lead now for the Rangers?
Rangers are 6-for-6 here in these playoffs so far.
And now they go to Carolina tomorrow.
Correct.
Knicks back in the Garden tonight.
Yes. Sans Mitchell Robinson.
Sans him?
Without him.
Is he blaming Joel Embiid for his season ending?
Is he? I missed that. Is that a thing?
Well, here's where people are believing this.
Okay.
So his season's over after he has a stress injury in his surgically repaired left ankle.
He missed a good chunk of the season after it was a broken ankle, I believe.
Broken?
Yeah.
Okay. He went to Twitter yesterday after this news broke.
Oh, I missed this.
And said, "This is not over. I will seek revenge." People think that is a shot towards Joel Embiid next season. Revenge.
Okay. Revenge spot next season.
Oh, big time revenge spot next season.
Interesting.
I like it, too.
So we think that's Embiid related, not just, hey, my season was cut short.
Right, the revenge part.
Not I'll be back. Yeah, no. Revenge suggests there's an axe to grind.
Axe to grind.
Yeah.
An axe to be ground.
An axe spot.
Yep.
Huh.
So how about that?
How about that? I was
locked
in on double overtime last night. I missed that.
That means that Boomer's main man, Precious Achiuwa, who he's very excited about.
Yep. I was going to say in the first update, step right up, Precious Achiuwa. Here we go.
Because Boomer loves Precious Achiuwa.
Yes, he does. He is like the leader of the Precious Achiuwa fan club
around these
parts.
He absolutely is, CeeLo. So we're going to see more of him.
Excuse me.
Oh, bless
that
you.
Was me like 100 times yesterday. You can hear it in my nose right now. The allergies are just...
Yeah, normally when people go, oh, it's allergies, I think it's a cover because they don't want to say. But my car is just covered in green dust.
Yep.
Right? And then every morning we go out to our cars and I have to clean the windshield. And then the next day when I get to my car after work here in New York, where I didn't even think plants grew, so we would even have allergies. Cars covered in the dust again.
Yeah, it's just in the air, the pollen.
So that's in our lungs now.
Yeah. I was inside pretty much all of you. Like, I went from here, I walked a couple blocks to the subway, took the subway another couple blocks to my other job in Midtown, and was inside for the next 7 hours and was sneezing rampantly.
Still sneezing.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
Between the pollen and then, like, this time of year where a lot of the trees have bloomed, but then they're shedding sort of that, like, initial...
Yeah.
You get that smell out there of some of those trees, and it's not a pleasant smell. You get a lot of stuff floating around in the air there.
Right. Yeah. And we're just sucking it all in.
Oof. Rough.
Do you think our lungs have that green dust on it? Like, if you were to do, like, an x-ray of my lung, will you see green
dust?
Not
on an x-ray, no. Those are black and white.
No.
Yeah.
What about MRI?
I never had one. What do those look like?
I don't know. I hear x-ray, MRI, CAT scan.
What else? They do the, is it an MRI with like, they drop in like the ink or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what, there's a... There's
they call
a,
that contrast.
Contrast. There you go. Nice. Yeah.
I actually had that done, speaking of which, CeeLo, I had that done at the Princeton Longevity Center, and you nailed that one.